I am now going to give the floor to Mr. Serge Lhermitte, who is the head of the Competitiveness and Environmental Performance Department in the Ministry of Agriculture and Food. Mr. Lhermitte, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Mr. Rubino. Thank you very much to all of you. I would like, first of all, to say hello to Mr. Milouchev and to also welcome all participants to today's webinar. Thank you to the Fee Compass team. Thank you to DG Agri and to all the participants and all the speakers we are going to hear today during this webinar. Mr. Milouchev mentioned it, and this morning he explained that we need to finance the agricultural and the agri-food sectors in France. Beyond how important this topic is, I think it is also very important to have this meeting, to share experiences, to have some feedback on the current or recent initiatives, and also to try to see the future. We need to draft our national strategic plan to implement the new CAP, as Mr. Milouchev said, but on a shorter term, we need to talk about how we're going to exit the current health crisis related to COVID-19. And we are all going through this crisis today. And the financing needs, the financing issue is a key element for our economic growth after the crisis. It's very important for all our sectors, but in particular for the agricultural and the agri-food sectors. As you know, agriculture and agri-food sectors are key sectors in Europe, but more particularly in France. We are particularly lucky to have a highly diversified sector. We have different strands, and we have different needs, different difficulties in accessing financing, and those difficulties can be varied. However, what we can see as a common point is the challenge for the plant side and for the animal side. We need to have a health and social and economic transformation when it comes especially to consumers' expectations, and that is French consumers or European or global consumers. This is even more important today. Those elements are not linked directly to the current health crisis that we're going through. In France, we had already shared with all the stakeholders those different points through quite an innovating exercise that we had launched in 2017 when we had the Etats Généraux for food, and we had here farmers, we had agri-food processors, we had people in charge of advising the agricultural sector. We also had the state represented at a local and regional level as well as national levels, and we also had environmental NGOs taking part. And the aim was to share and to give ourselves a new vision for the long-term challenges of agriculture and the agri-food sector. And one of the workshops was how to prepare the future challenges, what are financial needs, what can we do to finance, support, and accompany the various actors when it comes to facing those challenges. And as Mr. Milouchev said, we need to create some values. We're talking about diversification, increased quality, increased diversity, and better sharing of value. We also need to answer the society's expectations to have food that is healthy, sustainable, and accessible for all citizens. And when we summarized all this work, we saw that there was a need for financial support, especially in terms of research and development, as well as investment. And it is very important to put on the same line the different stakeholders, private investors, investment funds, and public investment possibilities as well as companies from all sizes in the agricultural sectors and the agri-food sectors. We need to put them together and accompany them, whether they have an individual strategy. If they are a company, for example, you could have a CEO, or you could have a farmer, whether it is a startup, an SME, or a medium-sized company or a large group. We need to be able to help collective strategies. Now, when I talk about collective strategy, it could be for a whole territory or it could be for a whole sector or subsector. It is very important to accompany the collective parts, but also the individual parts. And it's on the basis of all our thinking that in 2018 and 2019, we started what we called in France the Great Investment Plan. And this Great Investment Plan has the objective to innovate and to strengthen financial support tools, and inventing new financial support tools as well. The aim is to have a very important financial support on the public level, and we need to have a leveraging effect when it comes to private financing. When we talk about the different support that we can see here, we see it everywhere in Europe. The large share of those resources of financial supports come from the private sector. It is important to have a viable economic sector, but there are also private investors, private banks, private stakeholders. It is very important, but the public hand has a role to play, of course, when it comes to research and development and investment, especially when we are trying to accompany the different actors when they need to take risk, when they need to change their habits or their behavior linked to their business management or for their collective management. So it is in that framework that we have decided to support and help the development of financial instruments, especially for agriculture, because in France, the situation is quite different when it comes to agriculture. It is different to other industrial sectors. They used to have financial instruments such as loans or guarantees or own capital or interventions on capital building when it comes to private actors. However, for the agricultural sector, the logic was more into subsidies.
Whether be it within a European program or initiatives from stakeholders at national level, from the government or local authorities. So the objective is to try and have them diversify their finance sources. And this is how, and I believe that the webinar and discussion will show that. This is why that in France, we wanted to complement our approach with regional-based approach, supported by the ERDF fund, as well as the Juncker plan and the EIF, to initiate a regional-based guarantee fund in order to stimulate the offers, but also to give an extra sources of finance to farmers, and also to push banking actors to also look beyond their traditional markets and clients and try and change the lending conditions to farmers, especially in light of the challenges faced by young farmers or those who are setting up and starting, and also in light of the challenges posed by environmental issues and social demands. And this concerns all of the agriculture companies and farms. These aspects have been reinforced by the current COVID-19 crisis. The crisis highlighted the need to ensure that France and indeed the EU should have some sovereignty and protect their food and agriculture sector by supporting the upgrading and the resilience of local actors, including farmers and agri-food companies, because they can provide growth, wealth, and employment, and they are an essential actor at the level of territories. But beyond that, they also provide food to the whole of the population, be it urban population or rural population. So along the same lines and following our ideas at national level and government level, we wanted to add agriculture strand within the National Recovery Plan in order to continue and support the needs in the agriculture and agri-food sector, including through the European Recovery Plan, which we can tap into through the EAFRD and other instruments through their investment strands. This webinar and the discussions of this morning will allow us to continue and discuss the financing need of the agriculture and agri-food sector in France. Will also allow us to share our experiences over the previous and the current programming period, based also on our national experience with the Etats Généraux de l'Alimentation, the platform, national platform of agri-food stakeholders, and try and identify the most relevant measures that needs to be pursued, strengthened, or amended in light of the new CAP. When we talk about agriculture and agri-food related issues, chiefly in relation to the challenge to transform and change, this is an issue and a challenge that both the farmer and agri-food company must meet, because it is linked to competitiveness issues, and here we're talking about modernizing the equipment and gaining in competitiveness. So let me cite a few examples. We can think about upgrading the facilities or the buildings for livestock farming, modernization, the processing sector, and I think about the modernization of the primary processing subsector. We know that there's a lot of competitiveness gain to be had in France. And also the challenge of innovation must be met through increased digitalization. And beyond modernization and digitalization, we can see other strategic challenges that imply changes in practices from an economic but also environmental point of view. And this involves both the agriculture and agri-food sectors, even though there are slight differences. When we talk about the agri-food industry, the challenges relate about energy performance and efficiency, economies of scales, the fight against wasting, and to better manage the primary product, water management. In the agriculture sector, we can see similar economic and environmental performances need in terms of inputs use, but also the need to reduce inputs. And I'm thinking about pesticides reduction to be more effective in terms of the precision farming with the use of fertilizers. We can also think about how farms can better manage their cattle and farm. So all of those needs require finance at several levels. And if you allow me, I would like to highlight two challenges that are specific to agriculture, so diversification, digitalization, performance. We can find them both in the agriculture and agri-food sector, but for the agriculture sector, there are two specific challenges. The first one, Mr. Miluchev touched upon it, it's generation renewal and new entrants and young farmers setting up in agriculture. In France, like in other EU countries, we have to face the demographic challenge and the generation renewal, and this should be addressed within the new CAP. We know that in France, a lot of current farmers will go into retirement, and we forecast that about half of the current farmers will go into retirement over the next 10 years. This, in turn, imposes on to better think and plan the renewal related challenges, the transmission of farms, and how we can manage and adapt grant for setting up in agriculture, how we can consolidate current tools and perhaps widen and bring more innovation in the current toolbox of support and program that exists to address this specific need, certainly in terms of coaching and support when setting up in agriculture, because it has many specific issues. And the objective is also to improve the resilience of the sector, because the second specific challenge indeed in the agriculture sector is climate change. So when we talk about climate change, indeed resilience adaptations are very important. In doing so, we need to really think at the level of the farm, and it forces farmers to think about the planning, the diversification, resource planning, diversification of crops, of revenue sources, and to try into different growth sources that can bring further resilience faced with climate hazards that can affect some or all of the farming activities. This requires investing in protection programs to protect the farm against drought and other weather-related event, and to better manage the risk rate linked to climate change. This will allow a farm or a subsector that is affected by a climate risk to rebound and find other tools to face and address the ever-increasing challenges linked to climate change. So in view of all of these challenges, we collectively should think together to try and consolidate and strengthen the various tools and programs that are linked to the agriculture and agri-food sector so that we can meet those challenges. And I believe today's webinar will allow us to capitalize on the feedback and the experiences we've had in France. It will help us to draw recommendations and contribute to the general discussion of what the state and local authorities can do within the framework of our national strategic plan and beyond the national level to help us think about what we can do at EU level within the framework of the CAP. Thank you very much, Mr. Lhermitte. So, what I draw from your presentation is the importance of financial instrument in two sectors that have heavily relied on grants and subsidies. And you have highlighted the importance to capitalize on the current experience linked to a financial instrument in view of the next programming period. You use the keywords innovation, modernization. You've also talked about the need to change and adapt practices and how circular economy can help. You also talked about the challenge of generation renewal and the challenge of climate change resilience. These are very important topics. I believe we're going to talk about them further during the webinar. Thank you very much.